What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? As I thought about this morning's sermon, I considered just repeating that verse, maybe a few times, and calling it good, letting Micah preach the sermon today, because that's it in a nutshell, right? What does God require of us as God's people? To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. And by the way, an interesting thing that I learned as I was preparing for this sermon, the Hebrew verb, darash, which is the one translated as require in that verse, doesn't mean demand or insist on, as we sometimes think of when we say something is required. But rather it means to seek or to yearn for or to need, like a child requires their mother's love, or a flower requires sunshine and rain to grow. And so in asking, what does God require of us as God's people, Micah is raising the question, what does God seek from us who are God's people? What does God yearn for from us who are in relationship with God? What does God need from us as partners, intimate partners with God in this world where God longs for healing and wholeness and the creation of God's beloved community? So what does God require of us as God's own people? To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. Simple. It's straightforward. It's short. I wish I could let that be my sermon and sit down, and I wonder if some of you do too. But I can't. Or at least I'm not going to. Because yes, it's short, and it's straightforward, and it's simple. But it's not easy. It's not easy to do those things. It's so far from easy. And it's so important. And it's so needed. I'm tempted to say that it's so needed, especially now in these days, when it seems like injustice and unkindness and arrogance are more the norm. But honestly, I don't know if these days are any different from times past with regard to those things. I think that we would like to believe sometimes that somehow there's less injustice, less unkindness, less arrogance now than there has been in times past. That we humans have evolved and are living in times of greater justice and more widespread kindness and deeper humility. Maybe that's true, and maybe it isn't. But whatever the reality of all of that is, relative to times past and even times to come, it seems to me that what matters is that we are here now, in these days, in this place. And if we want to do something about any of that, if we want to do something about any of that, these days in which we are living are all we have. But before we jump in and try to do something about any of that, I think we have to be willing to talk about all of it, to talk about doing justice and what that means, to talk about loving kindness and what that looks like, to talk about walking humbly with our God and what that is. I think for many of us, just talking, maybe even just the idea of talking about all of that can be where the not easy starts. And I think we have to do it anyway. It's too important and too needed in our world not to. Not to mention, for us who are people of faith, it's a huge part of what our faith is all about. All of that. I think we can all agree that Jesus didn't come to teach us how to maintain the status quo, how to keep power in the hands of those who wielded power with cruelty, with fear, with greed, with self-interest. If he had come encouraging God's people to turn a blind eye to the ways that the world was upside down and in need of turning right side up, I don't think he would have been put to death. And so as people who claim to follow Jesus, I think we have to be willing to talk about what it means to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God, with the full awareness and recognition that it's not easy. I want to consider just for a minute why that is. Why is it so hard to talk about doing justice and loving kindness and walking humbly with our God? I think it's hard because in order to talk about doing justice, we have to be willing to acknowledge and talk about the realities of injustice. And we have to be willing to consider our participation in those realities, both individually and communally, as a society. And that's not easy. I think it's hard because in order to talk about loving kindness, we have to be willing to recognize and talk about the prevalence of unkindness. And we have to be willing to recognize our thoughts and actions that have been unkind, again, both as individuals and as a society. And that's not easy. I think it's hard because in order to talk about walking humbly with our God, we have to be willing to acknowledge and name and talk about arrogance. And we have to be willing to see those tendencies within ourselves, not only in others, and within our practices, within our institutions. And that's not easy. And all of that is so important and so desperately needed in these days. What does the Lord require of you, declared Micah, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? That was declared by Micah. It was lived by Jesus fully, unwaveringly, unhesitatingly. Well, you might say there was one occasion that we know of where there was some hesitation, it seemed, when he said, God, take this cup away from me. I don't want to do what you want me to do. But other than that, as far as we know, Jesus fulfilled these requirements of God's in his words and in his actions, in what he taught, in how he prayed, in whom he healed, by what he was angered, in how and whom he loved. Jesus did justice. He loved kindness. He walked humbly with God. Micah declared it. Jesus embodied it. And we claim to be followers of Jesus, which means that simply by being here this morning in a church, we're making a statement about our intentions to do as he did, to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with our God. Simply by participating in the life of this community of faith, which is built around the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're communicating our intentions to follow him and to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God. Whether we're broadcasting it boldly and publicly or not, whether we're even aware of it very often or not, Part of what we're saying to each other and to the world around us simply by our presence here at White Rock Presbyterian Church is that we are interested in doing justice like Jesus did, in loving kindness like Jesus did, in walking humbly with God like Jesus did. Are we, in fact, interested in those things? If we are, and based on what I've experienced with you and among you now in 3.5 years, I think we are. And so let's go beyond simply being interested in them. And I'm not saying that we haven't, but let's get talking about them. And let's get talking about them so that we can begin to consider, or maybe continue to consider, what God is inviting us to do about them. Because justice and kindness and humility are so needed in these days. And these days are all we've got. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to invite you further into this conversation, spending time next Sunday talking more about justice and injustice and what it might mean for us to do justice. And then the following week, we're going to explore kindness and unkindness and what it might look like for us to love kindness. And then the week after that, anybody want to take a guess what we're going to explore? Humility and arrogance, and reflect together on what it might be to walk humbly with our God, because justice and kindness and humility are so desperately needed in these days. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? What does the Lord require of us but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God? Amen.